Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Moore steals second. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Cooper moves to third. Bando moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Cowens throws the ball into Way then who tags Moore trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Otis moves to second. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up towards short. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hurdle moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lazcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Otis reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. Way then is walked intentionally. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.